1, 2, ready, go.
That's Hank on the guitar. Around Seca Fine Arts Camp, he's a rock star, a legend.
So when I walk in one of these classrooms with 16 kids, they start smiling before I open my mouth. Half of them know me before I get to know them. Hey, Hank, who are you?
His local stardom goes beyond middle schoolers. Everywhere he walks, people stop him to talk, catch up, check in. It would seem like he's been here forever, but he hasn't. It took him a while to find Sitka.
I can say when I was in the fourth grade, that's right, when they integrated schools in North Carolina, I had this teacher named Miss Butler. And she would start the class by saying, "This week we're going to go to Argentina." And we would read about Argentina. And one day I went to school, and she said, "This week we're going to go to Alaska. And it snows all the time." And I said, "You know, one day I want to go to Alaska. I don't know when, but I would really like to go to where it snows all the time, because I was crazy about snow when I was little."
While dreaming about Alaska between the ages of 9 and 42, he lived in North Carolina, South Carolina, Memphis, Chicago, was in the Navy, an engineering major, a truck driver. He never really stayed in one place. But none of these places or jobs brought Hank what he needed in the way Sitka did, at the time he needed it most.
Just after my wife died, after she died, I just wanted to get away from down there. It brought me home. Yep, home and community, things that are important for me. I think this town is what home should be like.
I walk this lonely road, and the one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Let's do it again. Is that too low? Would you like to change keys?
Hank experienced a personal crisis after the loss of his wife 13 years ago. It was a painful period in his life. In many ways, he hit bottom. Sitka, he told me, gave him a second chance. When he finally made his way to Alaska, his four kids didn't follow. And to this day, won't.
Well, to be honest, they won't talk to me.
Why not?
Because I'm not a Christian. First they tried to save me. They spent a lot of energy doing that. When that work didn't work, it just felt like they couldn't talk to me.
This lack of contact with his family continues to leave a void, he said. But in Sitka, he finds something every day that helps fill it. One of his many jobs, including taxi driving, working on a gravel truck, and fishing, contributes. Teaching guitar to kids.
I got involved with a lot of other families. I always felt like by connecting with other people's children, I'm always connected with my own. I think you could say it filled the void. It means a lot to me when a parent trusts me with their kids the way they do around here. It do. I think that's what kept me here too. Well, it gives me purpose. I mean, one time my daughter called me. I was teaching this kid guitar lesson. He was 9 years old. And I said, "I can't talk right now because I'm doing a guitar lesson." I said, "Here's Ben Gordon. He's 9 years old." And I gave him the phone. He talked to my daughter. And when he gave the phone back, what I heard in her voice, no money or nothing could take the place. She was so proud of me teaching this 9-year-old kid guitar lesson. He said, "Dad, I didn't know you could do stuff like that."
Almost. Almost.
While nothing can completely fill such a void, the chance Sitka gave him has changed him and continues to do so.
Before I was the Lone Ranger, I wanted to be on everybody's good side. I wanted to make everything right. I wanted to be noticed. The person I am now, I'm like a sunflower out in the middle of the field, catching the rain. And even when it do rain, my yellow flowers still make it look like it's light outside. If somebody see the flower, it's fine. And if it don't, it's still okay. but that's who I am now.
In Sitka, I'm Diana Saverin.